Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Former retired police officer Bobby Yentaro is bicycling across the country in the middle of all this in order to raise awareness about Daniel Faulkner, Mumia Abu-Jamal. We're coming up on the, am I right, in December? Is it the 39th anniversary? Wow, just think about that. Just think about what's going on here with this nonsense. Let's go to Officer Bobby, somewhere out there in America. Officer, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. Where are you today, Bobby?
I'm west of Lake Charles, Louisiana, somewhere near Sulphur, Louisiana.
Sulphur, okay. Now, where did you start? Where did you start off this cross-country trek?
The beginning of the month, I flew out to Maureen's house and hooked up with her, myself, and my buddy Brian. He used to be a firefighter. Okay. He's my support van driver. And then day later, we went up to Ventura Beach, way north of L.A., and started the trip across the country.
So from that area in California to where you are now near Lake Charles, which I know, how far have you gone? Do you have any sense at this point? How many miles?
Yeah, about 1,500.
Wow.
Almost 1,500.
Now, are you a yes. biker, or did you pick this up in order to do this?
Well, I started riding a bike after I retired because I just really couldn't do the job anymore. And I went ahead and picked up bike riding. I was turned on to it by a couple of people and my buddy Craig McGowan, an FOP attorney. And I just took off. I couldn't run anymore, but on the bike I can fly. And, you know, I spent 12 years as a highway patrolman, so being on two wheels is just natural.
Yeah, but I mean, do you have those high boots that are intimidating on when you're biking or what?
I got three pairs of SPD clip shoes and that's all I, okay. you know, that and my shorts.
Well,
and
I got to say, that uniform is the most intimidating uniform of almost any I've ever seen in Philadelphia. So are you raising money or just awareness?
Well, both. We're raising money for the Justice for Daniel Faulkner Fund,
right?
But also for the FOP Survivors Fund. And most recently, you know, poor Lieutenant Walker, who works with my buddy Dave Novak from Highway, who loved the guy, actually the last guy in his car, and also for Sergeant O'Connor and
yes.
Terry O'Connor. She's out there. Yeah. We love you. We'll never forget. But it's also for, you know, the COVID victims within the police department, and we're dedicating the last part of the ride to that. But, you know, we're raising awareness. We want to raise funds, and, you know, we stop along the way. I mean, on the side of the highway, like I-40, I run into highway patrolmen, I run into deputies, and passing out shirts, information, letting them know about, you know, the injustice, you know, which is going on, and it will be 39 years
of December.
Yeah,
exactly. And again,
I was working that night.
And Bobby,
but I wasn't there.
Yeah, with Larry Krasner involved, the odds here in Philadelphia, I don't know if I'd say 50-50 because Mumia did it. It's pretty hard to imagine. But he is doing everything he can legally, every technicality, to at least try to get a new trial and or have Mumia released from jail 39 years after this heinous crime. It's hard to believe.
It is, and I tell you, it's a slap in the face of every cop across this country, every cop supporter. I mean, the evidence cut and dried. I remember it like it was yesterday. And that's almost as long as I've known Maureen. And, you know, people don't really, I mean, this poor girl, I swear to God, my wife and I, we cry for her. My wife doesn't know how she does it. I do, because she's the toughest son of a gun I've ever met.
No, and but I don't know how many of these we've been through over the years, hundreds of times of things around this. It is stunning. So where do people find you if they want to contribute, or when do you think you're going to hit the Philadelphia area again?
Well, hopefully on the 31st of May.
Okay.
I've got my buddy, Mikey Alteria. He's a detective out of Montgomery County, worked with him for years in narcotics, and he's got a bunch of people that want to meet me there, and that's hopefully the 31st on Sunday in Jacksonville Beach. And okay. then I will actually, I think I want to keep on riding up to Savannah, Georgia for a day. I won't make it there, but then stay there and then just come back to Philly on Tuesday.
Good.
That's my goal. I'm tired. I hurt all over, and I just want to get home. But if you want to make me feel better,
yes.
If you want to make me feel better, if they go to danielfaulkner.org, all lowercase, danielfaulkner.org, and donate. And you can go to the Justice for Daniel Faulkner Facebook page, and you can follow my show. I got videos. You look at the videos. I'm coming down these highways, major highways, and you see the tractor trailers passing within inches of me. It's great, exciting entertainment, but the big thing is we really need to raise funds. I mean, people have to understand that, and I'm going to tell you, Dom, this by the time I get it for equipment, the vehicle rental, everything that I put out, it's going to be about $15,000.
Wow! Yeah, I can imagine.
You know, and I've made donations like that to Maureen before, and Maureen can tell you of that amount.
Well, we hope to go ahead.
But we've only raised 8,000 so far.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get on that right now. DanielFaulkner.org is the place to go. And again, Bobby, let us know. We'll get you back on when you get back to Philadelphia.
You got it. Take care and God bless and I love your audience. They're some of the best people on the face of this earth.
Thank you, Bobby, very much. Thanks for joining us. All right, so that on Memorial Day, we thought you'd like to hear that. That continues 39 years, and yet we have a guy who's going to be tough to dislodge in the upcoming election here, Larry Krasner. This would be the capstone for him to get Mumia out of jail.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.